Welcome to the Williams Neekin YB Herton phone conference line.
And I think everybody has seen the slides that's on the call right now, so I'll go through those after a little bit. But talking about putting together a commitment, because I think that's something that helps us to have better self-control, is to that we make a decision, we make a commitment, and then we find, they figure out the ways that we will be able to keep the commitment. You know, and everyone at the Pathfinder Summit, which was just so excellent, I think it was the best one ever. And we had this little film, and it was actually Bob Newhart, and he had a patient, and so he came in for counseling and sat there and said no problems, and he just said stop it to her. And there were some who just said, you know, that's what I have to say to myself. Just stop it. Stop wondering how you're going to do it. Stop wondering having all these other things to do. Just stop it. And don't whine to yourself. Just stop it. And then I wanted us to think about another one that's a little more positive, and it's do it now. Just do it. Just do it.
Some of us have heard that saying before, but just do it. And so I thought those are some things that help me not to, to stop it. One doesn't relate. I don't relate to that one as much, but I certainly relate to let's just do it and get it done, so that I am not. I sometimes have a trouble being distracted, and so I want to. That's one of the things that I want to, and getting off track, and I want to stay on track, both with our lifestyle plan and program and also with our NECAN business plan. So just do it and really make things happen. And so as far as the commitment, what might be some of your ideas for what we would put into a commitment, kind of suggested outline? I want to send out an outline, and these are some things that you might want to say. What are some ideas that you think that you would like to have on a commitment form that you would like to fill out? So if you have some ideas, if you're all muted, I'm not hearing anything. So if you have some ideas for that, do send them. And I'll send it out, and then it will still be open to other ideas. Want to, I also send a message for the recording, people who are recording. And the other thing that we would want to do is realize, I think that we have a goal to share this program with other people and help other people. The mission, the goal is to help to reverse the disease statistics that we have in North America. And so in order to do anything statistically significant, I think we've got to be sharing more. And if they cannot, people that you know cannot be on the call, that they go on to the call recording, and that and then they might still fill out a commitment and send it to you or to someone that they want to have for a partner, and then report with that partner, or maybe discuss. Another idea would be to gather a team of two or more with whom they would report and discuss, similar to what we do on our call, and keeping it 100% positive. And then maybe let us know how they're doing, especially their results and their good ideas. Okay. Any comments and suggestions?
Well, I think one of the commitments should definitely be, you know, that they're on the call as much as possible. I know sometimes they can't, everybody can't be here every day, but, you know, I think that's real important, very important. I know it certainly has been to me.
Okay, listen to the call and participate? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
On the call, that's very good. I might not even have thought of that one. I would have assumed it, not written it down, Monty. I'm so glad you suggested it.
What is the objective in trying to create a commitment form?
Do you think that a commitment form helps you to, if you fill out a commitment in writing, does that strengthen your success in staying with a program? Like if I say that this is a program that I'm going to follow, and I'm going to report. We talked about having a report for our business of complete or not complete and accountability, and that seems to help people to be able to be more determined to stay on their goal but first you have to make a commitment. You have to have a goal, and then you make a commitment. Is it stronger for you if you have it in writing? That would be the reason why we would have it. It's to be able to strengthen a person's resolve, and they would know exactly help them to kind of outline or have a clear vision of exactly what they are going to be doing for that quarter. And also having it for a quarter, then they would have a goal probably for the end of each month and then for the end of the quarter. And help them to be able to have that commitment, focus, and resolve to make that be successful. Does that answer your question?
Maybe that really will work for some. For me, the thing that really helps me to stay committed is being on this call. That's, for me, the big thing, because it's what helps me each day to refocus and regenerate and evaluate and anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to be following any particular book this quarter, or any readings, suggested readings? That might be a good commitment. If we're going to follow a book, if we're going to read a book, I don't know if we're going to deal on subjects weekly or,
I'm thinking about that, Monty, and I'm thinking that if I think that permanently that we will want to keep the Kathy Abascal book. It really has a lot of information in it. But, I'm covering the Blaylock Wellness Reports and reporting on those. I was trying to work towards having something that is just really like a whole outline that you'd make for the quarter, for the semester, just like a college class or a class that you're teaching. And I think that this first year that we do this, as far as I can figure out, we need to do whatever we can, find out what we can find and continue. This is about as much time as I have. I can't reach back and have enough books or different things to have different things. I want to decide on what subjects we're going to cover, and then use our various references to cover those, and then really figure out what we're going to cover in a quarter, and then we will have, and then decide if we want to cover the same thing in the each quarter with additional information. But right now, I'm not sure what that is. If you have some suggestions or ideas about that, I would certainly like to hear them. What do you think?
Well, I think structure is always good in following a call, particularly in regard. I know for as hosting the call, it would be nice to know a subject or I don't know what I'm trying to say. I guess that gives me time to research and do what I need to do to help make that one particular call or one particular subject to. Just kind of hone in on it, I guess.
That's exactly what I'd like to do, but I don't feel that I have it ready yet. I'm not one to not do anything because it's not ready. We just sort of, I guess, are still flying by the seat of our pants and trying to gather together what we're going to cover. And I don't know if everyone on each day wants to cover some of these things, or if they want to do things like communication and, you know, having a little bit different angle to the call, so that we will have to know what they want to do, so we'll know how to assign, so to speak, the topics. So, Karen, if you're the one who's leading, would you want to have a topic assigned, or you want to, what kind of things do you want to discuss on your day?
Well, I really like the idea of following the book and having ideas from it that we utilize, but I also know that because of this call, I have been more aware of information out there, and I think if we only followed the book, there's a lot. Well, for instance, Donna has really brought forth some really good ideas that we wouldn't have covered had we had a very, prescribed thing that we were going to follow each day. Although, you know, like Monty says, it makes it easier for those who are leading the call to know, you know, this day we have to do, we cover this material. But as a participant, I like to know that I should be reading and covering certain things. So I guess,
well,
I didn't give you a very good answer.
No, I think that was very helpful, Karen. And it makes me think that we don't maybe want to nail it down to what is going to happen in a day, but we can say, okay, this is our weekly subject. And then we'll cover it that way. And that way, if we have something that someone wants to cover that is maybe sort of related, or is just something that is a problem, or a problem has been solved, or communication, or feeling, or result, or whatever, that we can have some flexibility in there.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe there are certain, I'm just sitting here thinking, and I'm thinking, well, maybe there are certain pages of the book we want to cover, but if we discover other things outside of that, pull it into the discussion somehow. I don't know for sure.
I think that if we do it by the week, well, then some of us will be more on those subjects, and some of us will be able to pull in other things.
Yeah.
So it won't have to be 100% that way. So then we would be maybe 75%, some weeks anyway, by subject. And but then, you know, sometimes people have results or experience, and they have some other things to discuss, and we can do that too, the other 25% of the week.
Yeah, those
are helpful. Anyone else have comments or suggestions? We'd like to hear them, on what you'd like to have on the call for the quarter of the second quarter.
Well, you know, Ruth, I think we need to have some kind of a plan as to how each one of us go out and pull others in, because, you know, I'm looking at the screen, and right now we have Margaret and Monty, probably a lot of people that are listening outside of the webinar, whatever. But I just, for myself, I know I'm missing something here because I have not been pulling other people in.
Okay, I think that's a good subject to talk about a little bit here too. I think that the way to pull others in is just to call them up and invite them and be sure that they have the information. When the information goes out, well, then just forward it on to your people. But sending them an email does not work. You really just have to call them up and visit with them a little bit and tell them what the value is. Right now, is that, hopefully that's helpful. I'm not sure what else we, I've found that calling them up and visiting with them is just what works.
Yeah.
And then a lot of them do get in on the recorded calls as well. And I do need to make a slide with the recorded information on it. But the information is on the YB Hurton website. Okay, and then when I look at the slides here really quick, so I try to put them in a certain order, just these basic tools. And if we organize in the quarter in terms of subject, then I can possibly make some more slides that go with the subject, or maybe I have them already made. If I make a few slides each quarter, well, then we'll have more and more slides we can choose from. And then for those who are hosting, I can send those to you. Or I can put them up for you if you tell me what ones you would like, if you keep track of what slides there are. Okay, so I'd like to start out with a problem. And so, and what our goal is in fighting inflammation and helping people to avoid these top three killers are heart disease, cancer, and stroke. But all of these are epidemic. And just seeing how much more prevalent all these diseases are, now they just came out with an increase in autism. And just with our Nikan products alone, not even talking about the diet that we talk about, we have so many answers for these people. And we see that people have a better chance of surviving when they have some of these diseases. We see with Nikan, we have, the call that we have an opportunity to have a better opportunity for education and for avoiding them. And that's a lot of what we're trying to do is avoid all of these epidemics. And if anybody has anything to add, how will you avoid inflammation? Well, that's what we want to talk about. You guys speak up in between if you have something you want to say. I can always go backwards on these slides. And then a little bit more about chronic inflammation and how it leads to these. And this is what we'll be talking on our calls. We'll be talking about the inflammation. We'll be talking about the toxins that cause it. We'll be talking about the acidifying food that causes it. We'll be talking about how to strengthen ourselves with our good protein sources. We'll be educating people about all of those things that we should just stop it. Don't eat those things. They're just in all of these processed foods, there are a lot of things. Now, I have another book that I've been looking at, and it's the Anti-Inflammation Diet, Complete Idiot's Guide to it. And I don't agree 100% with all the things, but he does have some good information in it. And so I'd like to share. We talked about the CRP, reactive protein factors, and I have a couple of things after that. A few things here. The CRP and the diet connection. Let food be your medicine by Hippocrates. And anti-inflammation diet has 7 principles. Eat a well-balanced variety of wholesome foods. Eat only unsaturated fats. Eat one good source of omega-3 fatty acids every day. Somewhere in here, he said you should have salmon, Pacific Northwest. He didn't say that part. Salmon a couple of times a week because it's such a good source. And he said eat a lot of whole grains. And I crossed that part of that out, and I said eat some whole grains. And like if I fix some rice, it does have a lot of vegetables in it too. And I think sometimes with we have to realize that if we do want to lose weight, that some of the high carb things have to be kept on the small part of that plate. Eat lean sources of protein. Eat plenty of fruits and vegetables. Eliminate processed and refined foods as much as possible. And those are all basic, and you guys all know those, but they are here in the book. It talks about the Mediterranean connection of that Mediterranean diet that would be essentially what we just read about as far as the foods. North Americans sometimes have a habit of making a stomach a garbage disposal for a long list of harmful foods. And so think about that. When I since I'm gluten-free, my goal in going on this trip for this last week was that I didn't want to gain any pounds back that I had lost, because I'm so right near goal. And so I did watch that, but I stayed right on track. And gluten, being gluten-free, really helps, because you just ignore the cake. I always had some cake for dessert, which isn't too hard for me to pass up. And I have noticed some of those sweets just don't taste that good to me anymore. They taste way too sweet, and I prefer having fruits and nuts for my treats. And that's where I think some of us are just going to have to say no and avoid the bread. It's easy for me to do, but I'm sure it's not easy when you first start. But you have to make the way we eat to reduce the amount of inflammation in our bodies a way of life. Oh, another thing that he had in here that I really thought was pretty interesting was body fat is a direct cause of inflammation. People who are overweight store high levels of arachidonic acid, AA, and that is a building blocks of pro-inflammatory cells called eicosanoids. And when we did this call before, I just got really fascinated with these eicosanoids and made them like little soldiers guarding the cells. And so now he's saying they're pro-inflammatory cells. That's because they are guards in our body and a part of the immune system. But if they go wild, well, I suppose they're probably a part of those cytokines that go wild. And the body fat makes C-reactive protein. So the more body fat that we have, the more C-reactive protein we're going to have, which is the marker for inflammation. And so it is really critical for our health to get down to our best weight. So we want to make our commitment and our quarter that which will take us in that direction, of course. Really, really make it happen. The word of encouragement after you start eating a healthy, helpful diet will probably lose weight if you also exercise and do not overeat. And that relates back to those carbohydrates that I was talking about. Discussed before about testing the CRP levels in our blood so that we can have know where we're going or where we are, so we know what we want to get to. You're never too young to start living healthily. Okay, so inflammation, again, he talks about, is involved in many of the diseases that eventually will kill us or cause serious disability, such as heart disease, stroke, cancer, diabetes, and Alzheimer's. And so we want to avoid that. He has really quite a few good things in here, just a few things that I didn't really agree with. He has the statistics for the number of people with inflammatory diseases. Talks about how inflammation here, like I have this picture, causes heart attacks. And so this is kind of an interesting part where I just looked at the one for, I'll just cover the one for heart attacks today. How does the inflammation cause a heart attack? Today, scientists have developed a new picture of the disease. The blood vessels are narrow tubes of layered living tissue, and LDL cholesterol doesn't just lodge in the arterial walls, it damages them. And this is something I didn't know before. And so there is the bad cholesterol gets in there and stacks up, and it damages the blood vessel. Oh, that sends a signal to inflammation, to an immunity, immune army. You get in there and start fixing it. and legions of protective cells come to the rescue. That's inflammation's job. And so in protecting us, while the protective cells do their work, they make a mess, enlarging and changing deposits of the LDL. Here's our picture right here. Into the plaques. Other inflammatory molecules weaken the cap on the top of the plaque. Eventually, the cap bursts. The contents of the plaque make another mess. Clotting factors in the blood come to the rescue. That's all those little cytokines, remember? The result is that a massive blood clot, a blocked artery, and a heart attack or stroke. So, we not only have to keep our acidity down, we have to be sure we're not raising our cholesterol by eating a lot, I think, but they've discovered is a lot, not just the cholesterol factors, but the inflammatory foods, just foods that are too high in carbs. And that would cause that to happen as well. And then he has signs of heart attacks, which I'm sure you probably are aware of. So then the next subject that maybe I'll cover on Thursday is the second top killer in the United States, cancer. As cancer and stroke and diabetes, that we can cover the information that he has. And again, this is a basic book. But even the basic book, there are just things in there to learn. And the more we learn, the more that we will know how to avoid the things that we don't want to go to. So I hope that's not getting that blood vessels not getting more clogged. Other toxins we talk about will be the ones that we put on through our skin, so that people are aware of the toxic 12. Someone said to me on this trip, I remember, said that sodium lauryl sulfate is in every shampoo, and I just said almost, because it's not in all of them. It's in almost just so many of our personal care products. We have our glutamate, and I can, when you're doing your call, I can change the order of these, but I have them kind of in this order now to talk about the problems, and then the lack of water and how that relates to what we have. Now, we had our problem, all our attackers, but we are going to change the world one home at a time, and we can do that if we know how to control what we put in our mouth and those things that are going to help us stay most alkaline and those things we're going to stay away from. The refined salt, that's a difficult one sometimes for me because I like salt, and so, but I'm very much looking at the things I buy and I'm refusing to get them if they have refined salt. They have to say sea salt, or of course the real salt that we use on them. And just make a decision that that's what we're going to do. Stay healthy. So, mm-hmm. Yes?
Last week in one of our discussions, we talked about this bad cholesterol, good cholesterol. And we actually talked about 8 things that will help you to be able to develop good cholesterol. And, you know, I just really found it fascinating to know that there were a lot of the things that it recommended were things that we are already doing on this program, like, you know, walking 30 minutes every day. I thought, wow. And losing weight. Those things will all bump up your good cholesterol. Anyway, I just thought it was fascinating that you're talking about that, and that's something that we had talked about last week.
Well, good. I need to do that. I have my bad cholesterol is sort of high, but I have a good ratio because I'm eating nuts and things. Is good cholesterol develops good cholesterol and some of those is good fats, I think. Lots of fiber. But I think I didn't know about the walking, but I hadn't thought about that. So I'm glad you told me that. I really need encouragement in helping me stay on track and get more exercise. So I have to weave that into my schedule.
Yeah.
So thank you. Okay. And here's what we eat. And so this is what we do about it. We follow, fill up our plate correctly, and there's not any processed food on this plate. It's so much easier to shop when we were away from home. I always thought it was kind of difficult before. We always got more food than we had at the end, and I know some of it was processed, and we feel so much better just buying oranges and apples and grapes and avocados and some eggs, and that's about all we ate, bought. Different, some more, maybe some different things like that, but since we're not eating all those other things, we didn't end up with a bunch of stuff. I brought two avocados home with me, and that's about all that we had left, and those were just because they were so hard I couldn't bite them. Now they're nice and soft. Okay, and then we have our record keeping tracking so we know what we're trying to do, and we have the track, and we just have to say, let's just do it. Let's say to ourselves, let's get 100%, or I'm going to have 90% on this. That would be about an 8 or something like that by the time I get to the end. I'm going to really stay on track and do it. And so I'm not going to talk more about journaling today, and I think that's about it. I do have our choices, or lack thereof. And so it's going to be our call, our rah-rah, and keep ourselves focused, like Karen says. This really helps me to stay focused as well. And so what we need to do is, because we've still got people traveling, and it's Monday morning, and it's a good day to get ourselves set on track. So anyone else have any comments?
Well, when will we know what you think we ought to be doing as far as preparing our materials?
For our outline, I can probably get started. I want to get started right away. I just have, I don't know if I can commit to exactly when, Karen.
Okay. Well, we'll just go ahead and do what we were planning for tomorrow?
Yes, that would be good.
Okay. Sounds good.
Give me a week.
Oh, my goodness, Ruth. I thought you would have this whipped out here.
Yeah, that would be good. And if any of you would like to help, like, okay, what should we do first? What should we do? You know, how should we organize? Should we follow? I'm not in favor of following Kathy's book straight through, because I found it a little bit disjointed. I don't know. It wasn't quite like I would have put it together. And when I was taking the class, when I began the class, I was rather confused. And some of the things I thought, okay, well, here it is, clear back here in the back. You know, why didn't I know this at the beginning? So, Monty, if you have some time and like to help in organizing maybe some of this, I would really appreciate it. I don't hear you.
I'm not that good of an organizer, but I'll kick some ideas to you.
Okay, thanks. Okay, you guys. Looking forward to talking with you the rest of the week, and so off and going. We've got more calls coming up today, so got to hustle my butt off. Got a morning full of them. So,
glad to have you back.
Anyway, thank you very much. Thank you for the discussion, and look forward to talking to you tomorrow. So have a great day and a great month of April and a great quarter. And I'm going to work on getting the commitment thing out and to the people that we have had and so that you'll have it for people that may want to get started. So I'm going to work on that right off the bat.
Thanks, Ruth.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.